Nolte, Wokatar Demi's collapse to all-time low of 5.9 M viewers. By John Nolte on September 14, 2022. Monday night's 74th Primetime Emmy Awards dived 19% to an all-time low of only 5.9 million viewers. That's even lower than the previous 6.4 million all-time low in 2020. Hey, remember when the sycophants in the entertainment media blamed that all-time low on the China flu? Well, what will you shameless liars blame it on this time? Idiots. Why would anyone want to watch the Emmys? No one at the Emmys is interested in entertaining the viewing audience. The bitter, bigoted narcissists are only interested in signaling their own virtue to one another. As far as those of us at home, they hate us. They don't even try to hide that hate anymore. Trump jokes and no Biden jokes? You losers aren't even trying. The entertainment industry has always been full of self-regarding egos. Never in history, though, have we been saddled with an industry so spoiled, insulated, embittered, and full of bigotry that rather than entertain the audience, they choose instead to insult, demean, and yell at us. You read about any of the legends of old. I don't care who it is. With rare exceptions to a one, they were driven by inflated egos, a sense of their own perfection, and the belief they were superior. Some of them even saw their own fans as rubes and weirdos. But guess what? Never in a million years could they have conceived of an entertainment industry so broke, so nihilistic, so rude, classless, and mean-spirited that it would spend all of its time insulting and demeaning the paying customers. Heck, even I couldn't conceive of a time when the bottom would fall out of the entertainment industry, and you would still refuse to right the ship. Well, you are down to 5.9 million viewers and still hate us so much that you won't change. Less than 10 years ago, the Emmys attracted 15 million viewers. A mere 20 years ago, 20 million tuned in. Now your bigotry and toxic narcissism have you down to a humiliating 5.9 million viewers. But because you truly are the woke Gestapo, nothing will change. Oh, the entertainment media will blame everything but you. Here are the far-left liars at Deadline. W. With the Emmys airing on a Monday for the first time since 2018. A very different digital landscape today. Declining awards shows attraction, and that NFL face-off counter programming. Almost no one expected the 2022 ceremony to achieve any audience heights. Always an excuse. Always manufacturing cover. Always lying to their readers. Really, Deadline? You're really going with 5.9 million because football? You told me last time it was the COVID. What good ducks you are. Oh, and then Deadline tries to blame Emmy's predictable winners. As though the viewers at home knew in advance who would win and decided they didn't want to see a rerun. Here in the City of Angels, there was a bit less drama and more deja vu with HBO's Succession, Euphoria's Zendaya, and Apple TV Plus's Ted Lasso scoring big Emmy wins for the second year in a row. HBO's The White Lotus, Netflix's Squid Game and ABC's Abbott Elementary also took home some golden hardware. These entertainment media hacks promise their readers they will cover the entertainment industry, and instead, they cover up for the entertainment industry. Want to know why only 5.9 tuned in? Because Hollywood hates its audience, and every year, more and more of us figure that out. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.